Did you see a Republican-led audit in Arizona's largest county confirmed that, yeah, President Biden did beat Donald Trump, but by a larger margin than previously counted? Seth Meyers said, so Trump and the Arizona GOP were humiliated after they spent millions to hire a group of right-wing tech weirdos called the Cyber Ninjas, which sounds like an off-brand action figure your grandma would buy you at the dollar store. Kimmel, it turns out not only did the Cyber Ninjas find no substantial differences between their tally and the official count, they actually found 99 more votes for Biden and 261 fewer for Donald Trump. I would have loved to have been there when they broke that news to him. Seth, maybe Trump and the GOP will just have to keep bringing in crazier right-wing groups with dumber and dumber names until they finally get the results they want, like the Roborockets or the Digipirates or the Crypto Cowboys, Colbert. So they hired MAGA fans and even they couldn't say that number 45 won? That's like hiring your mom to judge the handsomest boy contest and still losing to a 78-year-old guy from Delaware. Great set of jokes there. Jon Stewart was on with Stephen Colbert. They aired a pre-taped Colbert questionnaire segment. In that interview, Colbert asked Jon Stewart what he thinks the scariest animal is. Stewart responds, scariest animal? So it's got to be a land animal, not something from the sea. Colbert got confused and said, animals from the sea are still animals, Jon. But Jon Stewart said, they're not, they're fish. Colbert tried to get the crowd to convince Jon Stewart that fish are indeed animals, but Jon Stewart said, I disagree. And then said, you know what I just realized? I'm just a crazy old man off the street. From the Vanderbilt Hustler, they saw John Mulaney in concert. Some spoilers if you don't want some John Mulaney jokes ruined if you're planning on seeing him. Skip ahead a few minutes, but you didn't. I know you were going to skip. You're still here. The Vanderbilt Hustler said the show itself was different from previous specials. It took place in a small, intimate venue where viewers had to check their phones. Ugh. Mulaney's opening line, here's how problematic I am. I announced I'm having a baby, and the reviews are mixed. A few jokes in, he made fun of how everybody likes Bo Burnham better now. The Vanderbilt Hustler says Mulaney walked us through his intervention, which he recognized immediately upon opening the door and seeing people like Nick Kroll, Bill Hader, Natasha Lyonne, and Fred Armisen. Mulaney said, oh yeah, it was a star-studded affair. It was like We Are the World of alternative comedians over 40. He started talking about rehab and said that Pete Davidson changes his phone number every month, which John Mulaney saves under celebrity pseudonyms like Al Pacino. The joke, after I'd been giving medicine to fall asleep because I'd been awake for multiple days and was being difficult, my nurse woke me up because she saw my phone ringing with 5 missed calls from Oscar winner Al Pacino. The Vanderbilt Hustler said the legendary performer, is John Mulaney legendary? It's Vanderbilt, so it's a college student. John Mulaney's not legendary. He's good. He's not legendary yet. Relax. Tap the brakes, okay? Tap the brakes. The legendary performer no longer seemed like he was performing. Instead of parading around the stage, he casually talked to the audience, improvised, and cussed a lot, which isn't something he's done much of in the past. The jokes were dark and honestly kind of shocking, considering Mulaney didn't seem to care about maintaining his nice boy likable image. He leaned in on his, quote, asshole side, unquote, of himself that he played on an episode of Pete Holmes Crashing. The writer says, that's not to say I think Mulaney's actually an asshole. He's simply done caring about what we think, and I loved it. Every joke killed. There was not a dull moment, and you could feel the captive energy as audience members clung to every single word, scared that each joke would be his last. It was brilliant. When it was time for the show to wrap up, the comedian continued by talking us through a GQ interview he gave on December 15th, 3 days before he checked into rehab. Mulaney said, when I received a call from a reporter asking if it was a good time to talk, the brain of a coked out person immediately said yes. I have no recollection of this interview, but it was published. He poked fun at himself the whole night, selling t-shirts with his childhood picture on them and ones that said, I saw him right after he got out of rehab. Mulaney expressed his gratitude during an intimate moment with the audience, saying, in the darkest time of my life, I never thought I would have gotten out, and I'm grateful I can still be here and do this. Can you pick up my rhythms off today? My wife's home. She's banging around the kitchen. I'm trying to record, and all I'm hearing is pots and pans. The Daily Beast spoke to Taylor Tomlinson. Taylor was already 10 years into her stand-up career when she broke through in a big way with last year's Quarter Life Crisis. It just so happened that the special premiered on Netflix the first week of March 2020. I don't know if you heard about this. There was this worldwide pandemic, and we were all trapped at home. Did you hear about that? Yeah, so her show was on Netflix. Taylor said, on the one hand, you had my agent going, it's a great time of a special right now. People are watching literally anything. Thomas had said she's sure it helped to be a new thing on Netflix a week before the quarantine hit, but as the pandemic dragged on, she said, I started to feel like, well, I probably missed my window because people are going to forget this even came out. I thought I was going to be Comedy Tiger King. From Estonia, it's been 6 months since Estonia first reported that Joe Rogan was buying the One World Theater, a long-standing West Austin establishment that's just a few minutes from Joe Rogan's house. Joe wanted to open a comedy club there, but Estonia has since learned he's taking the laughs elsewhere. Sources tell Estonia that Joe Rogan's deal with the One World Theater fell through, and he's pursuing a venue on nightlife strip Dirty Sixth, where it would be surrounded by other bars and venues. No deal yet. We'll keep an eye on that. HBO Max has renewed The Other Two. That's a show you should be watching on HBO Max. I totally missed out on season one, bought in on season two. Actually, I heard about season two and I'm like, I should watch this from the beginning. It's great. I've been evangelizing for it with people that talk to me. Did I mention that my wife's thrown off my rhythm? She's banging pots and pans. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say. This is a TV show. I like it. That's what I'm trying to say here. I can't do it today. The show initially debuted on Comedy Central, but it migrated over to HBO Max for season two. According to the press release, The Other Two has, quote, ranked among HBO Max's most popular series since the release of season two, which is nice. The show creator said, "We are deeply sickened to see HBO throw their support behind a show with so many foot jokes and absolutely thrilled that it's ours. You should be watching The Other Two. Just trust me on it." Sam B got another season, her seventh season of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee on TBS. I'm tempted to ask you some questions here. They are Bob's Burgers-like questions. Let's just do it. You're already laughing. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever seen Full Frontal with Samantha Bee? Have you ever met anyone who's seen Full Frontal with Samantha Bee? This one, I believe, actually exists. I'm just not sure who's watching it. Sam, in a statement, said, "Now we have enough seasons for you to binge one every day of the week. I warned you I was tenacious." Yeah. All right. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. I'm the writer on that. What we do is we gossip about the British royal family for like 5 minutes every day. Did you see Harry and Meghan went to New York City? There was a great story in page six. Apparently, from onlookers, I wasn't there. I'll have to take page six's word for it. Meghan talks a lot. Is that shocking to you? And apparently, Harry seemed a little tired of the talking and was kind of tuned out and playing on his phone. Is that shocking to you? No? Well, this is the kind of thing we do on Palace Intrigue. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. So I started something new. I'm always trying to build community around the show. You always hear me plugging Instagram at Daily Comedy News. I started a Facebook group page. So what is that? It's like a Facebook page. Well, it is a Facebook page, but it's a group. And I set it up so you guys can post things. Now, if you go there now, I'll tell you what the URL is in a second. If you go there now, it's going to be a ghost town. I just started Tuesday at lunchtime, so it's not going to be much there. But what I'm hoping we can do is, if you see something that you're into, post it. You see a comedian you like, post it. If you are a comedian and you've got a show coming up, share it with the group. Now, I'll ask you, be reasonable. Don't like constantly promote your show like every single day. Don't be that person. Don't be annoying. But if you got an upcoming show you're jazzed for, promote it. So it is facebook.com. You'll remember that. facebook.com/groups/DCNpod. facebook.com/groups/DCNpod. Again, right now, a bit of a ghost town, but I'm hoping we can build up and get you guys bringing up topics, and then I can bring those topics to the podcast, and we can have a whole community. facebook.com/groups/DCNpod. If you can't remember the URL, it is in the show notes for today's episode. Big shout out today to Phil. Phil went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Phil, you rule. Phil didn't just buy one. He didn't just buy two. He bought three coffees at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. And he left a note. And this is what I'm trying to do with the Facebook group page. I want to start discussion. So Phil wrote, "The Monday episode was hot, hot fire. I went back to listen to the first few episodes on Spotify, and the show has come so far since then. Seriously, that's a compliment. Please keep it up." And then asked, "Do you really think Tim Dillon is a character, like a Larry the Cable Guy type character? Let me break this apart. The Monday episode was hot, hot fire." I agree, humble brag, but I thought I was in the zone on Monday. I had a lot of fun recording that one. I'm a human. Some days are better than others. Today, I have mentioned that I feel like I'm off my rhythm. My wife is banging the pots and pans. I hate when she's home and I'm trying to record. So, today might not be as good as Monday, but I hope you still like it. Has the show gotten better over time? Oh, absolutely. I felt, once I started doing the late night shows at the top of the show, that's when I started to feel more of a groove. And over time, I found, what websites to go for resources. I found my own proverbial voice. I've leaned in on things, building out on bits like Adam Sandler, Bob's Burgers, things like John Mulaney gossip. It all comes together over time. So thank you for that note, Phil. But yeah, don't go back and listen to the early episodes. Those are terrible. All right, to the meat of the question, do you really think Tim Dillon is a character like a Larry the Cable Guy type character? All right, I'll talk about Larry the Cable Guy. Worked with Larry for a decade at Blue Collar Radio at Sirius XM. If you go back in this feed, it's probably 2 years ago now. Larry did me a favor and came on this podcast. Larry, in real life, is a man named Dan Whitney. He is clearly playing a character named Larry the Cable Guy. Some people seem to not get that and then will attack him and be like, he's not really a Southerner. And then it's like, yeah, he's not really a cable guy either. It's a character. It's clearly a character. When you hang out backstage with Larry the Cable Guy, you can tell when you're speaking to Dan and when you're speaking to Larry. Larry has a little more twang in his voice than Dan actually has. And I've been backstage with all those guys. I remember one night, I'm trying to remember where we were. I think it was Nashville. And Foxworthy and Dan were backstage. There were no civilian fans around, so Dan was Dan, not in character. And they were just swapping jokes, and there were some jokes that were inappropriate for Foxworthy's act that he gave to Dan to perform as Larry. And there are some things that, you know, are more Foxworthy-esque than Larry-esque. And they swap jokes back and forth and write for each other, and they're good friends. But Dan Whitney, Larry the Cable Guy, really good guy. Now, does Dan Whitney walk around with no sleeves at home? Probably wears sleeves. I don't know. So that's clearly a character. Now, Tim Dillon, regular listeners have heard me say, someday I'm going to deny that I ever said I liked Tim Dillon. Tim walks on the razor's edge every episode of his podcast. I think his podcast is hilarious, but I'm telling you, someday I'm going to deny ever having said that. So Phil, if you look at a tweet I saw earlier on Tuesday from Tim Dillon, Tim Dillon tweeted, my friend's son just tested positive for COVID. He's in second grade. They just executed him in front of his class. Clearly just a joke, right? A kid was not executed in front of a class, lest I have to explain that. On this week's podcast, Tim started joking about his stalker and suggested that he was staying at a hotel where Harry and Meghan were staying, and there were a lot of security people around, and Tim on the podcast suggested that perhaps those security people could beat up the stalker. I don't think in real life Tim Dillon wants security guys to beat up the stalker. Later in the episode, he made some jokes about a news story. I don't even want to touch it. You can listen to yourself. Now, was I in my kitchen making a smoothie, laughing? Yeah, I laughed at the jokes, but I'm not even going to repeat the jokes. That's the kind of edge Tim Dillon plays on. Do I think it's a character? Yes, I think it's a character. I don't know what his actual politics are. He says he's from Long Island. I've said that like he's making that up. Tim Dillon is from Long Island, unless he's making it up. And I grew up in Queens, spent a lot of time in Long Island. So I have a handle on Tim Dillon. So I just think he's ramping it up for comedic effect and greatly ramping it up and playing on the razor's edge. So Phil, thank you for the question and thank you for the coffee. My wife actually got the coffee this morning. I got a text from her and said, I'm driving by National Donuts chain. What do you want? Now, I didn't see the text. And she came home and was like, you didn't see my text. I'm like, I didn't see your text. She's like, well, I found a receipt in the car. Apparently you get a large iced coffee with caramel and milk. That's what she brought me home. So thanks, wife. That's why you stick with her. You think Olivia Munn is going to bring John Mulaney coffee? You think John Mulaney is going to be half asleep on the couch and Olivia Munn's going to come home and be like, hey, John, I got you an iced coffee. It's caramel and milk like you like because I saw a receipt in your car. Olivia Munn's not going to do that, John Mulaney. Phil, thank you for the coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Let's go to Gossip Corner, where Chelsea Handler finally admitted she's dating Joe Coy. She posted a picture wrapping her arm around Joe Coy. This on her Instagram. They're in an empty stadium arena. In the second photo on Instagram, they're sharing a kiss. Ooh la la. Chelsea Handler wrote, he's on tour, I'm on tour. Sometimes we tour together. Hashtag vaccinated and horny. Hashtag funny is funny. All coming to a city near you. Congratulations to Joe and Chelsea. Let's talk a little Batman. Apparently, Batman the Audio Adventures is a scripted podcast. The plot, I'm going somewhere with this, trust me. Batman is being deputized as an official member of the Gotham City PD. Meanwhile, Two-Face begins losing control over which of his split personalities is the dominant one. The Joker begins to set a diabolical plan into motion while the Riddler escapes from Arkham Asylum. Why are you bringing this up, Johnny Mac? Here's your cast. Jeffrey Wright is Batman. That's fine. He's not a comedian, but you know who is. Chris Parnell as the narrator. Jason Sudeikis, you know, Ted Lasso, he plays whoever Hamilton Hill is. John Leguizamo is the Riddler. Kenan Thompson is Commissioner Gordon. Bobby Moynihan is the Penguin. Seth Meyers is Jack Ryder. Melissa Villaseñor is Robin.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows is Jeremiah Arkham. Fred Armisen is King Scimitar. Paul Scheer is Mr. Charlie Horse. HBO Max apparently has a lot of budget. This is some serious cast. Some other names you know, Brent Spiner, Data from Star Trek, he's the Joker. Alan Tudyk, you know him from one of the Star Wars movies. Which one is he in? He's in Rogue One, I think. He plays Alfred Pennyworth, you know, the butler. Rosario Dawson plays Catwoman. It's Batman. The Audio Adventures, that sounds pretty cool. There are two episodes out now. I did a quick Google and found them on the HBO Max website. From the CBC, Des Loreen hits the stage at the Arctic Comedy Festival. We should go. This sounds fun. The Arctic Comedy Festival will feature northern comedians performing in front of a Just for Laughs talent scout who will be there for mentoring and possibly offering future performance opportunities. Des Loreen told CBC, I mean, doesn't get bigger than that. There's so much opportunity there. I'm just excited to get in front of that, and especially a new audience. Launching on Canada's inaugural National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the Arctic Comedy Festival offers 3 days of shows, including the Just for Laughs showcase, the Yes Man Improv Show, and the festival finale, which will have comics from all across Canada and local talent. Road trip, anybody? And I mentioned yesterday, I clicked on the spam. So now that I clicked on the spam, I'm getting the spam every day. And I can't resist. Today's a spam joke that's coming to my inbox. What did the dentist call the x-ray he took of your mouth? Again, what did the dentist call the x-ray he took of your mouth? A toothpick. And that is your daily comedy news for today. Facebook.com/groups/DCNpod. Post something. Let's hang. Again, it's going to be a ghost town till we get this thing rolling. But Facebook.com/groups/DCNpod. Follow this show on Spotify or Google Podcasts. Now, if you're on Apple Podcasts, they changed the design again. You got to go to the top right corner and hit the plus to follow the show. Apple, you got to get this together, man. So go up to the top right corner, hit the plus. Everybody else has a nice big word that says follow. Anyway, follow the podcast. See you tomorrow.